on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Emergency services are reporting that over 65 people have been injured in two major crashes on the N3 near Townhill. It's as thousands head into KZN for the Easter long weekend. Paramedics from MI7 National Group say the first incident involved two heavy-duty trucks and occurred just after midnight. One of the vehicles went down an embankment while the other obstructed the southbound carriageway. Officials say both drivers and two additional passengers were rushed to hospital. In the second incident, 15 vehicles, including two taxis, collided in the same vicinity. Paramedics say they treated 65 people at the scene, four of which were taken to hospital. Now, the incidents are said to have caused major delays on the highway last night and this morning. However, the N3 toll concessions, Tanya Dugra, says traffic is flowing freely on the route now.
Traffic volumes southbound towards Durban are just over 1,000 vehicles per hour at the De Hoek Toll Plaza. N3TC's traffic forecast for today predicts that this will likely continue until around 11 a.m. this morning. Weather conditions on the route are reported to be partly cloudy. N3TC appeals to all motorists to please share the road responsibly at all times.
The Health Professions Council of South Africa says a bogus medical practitioner is currently in police custody in Durban. The man, who was allegedly running a practice in Chatsworth, was nabbed by officials and police officers this week. In a statement, the HPCSA says their officials uncovered unlawful medical activities at the medical center where the suspect was found practicing without registration. He was arrested on site and has been charged with fraud and contravention of the Health Professions Act. He is due to appear in court soon. And the latest data from FNB forecasts that customer spending this Easter will rise by 8%, up from last year's increase of 7.41%. The bank's Ashley Safi.
We're also seeing obviously people buying online gifts for children and Easter eggs, etc., as well as in-store, and groceries are also going up during this time. We also saw last year during this time period that restaurants increased by 5%, and this is likely just because families can then enjoy their time going out with their loved ones. Earlier this week, we saw about a 10% increase, and we do expect that to continue as we build up to the long weekend.
And abroad, a Democratic U.S. senator met with a U.S. resident whose wrongful deportation has triggered a political firestorm over President Donald Trump's hardline immigration policies. Abrigo Garcia was detained in Maryland last month. He was expelled to El Salvador, along with 238 Venezuelans who were deported shortly after President Trump invoked a rarely used wartime authority. A federal judge has since ordered he be returned, but the administration, despite admitting to the administrative error, contends he is solely in Salvadoran custody now. Your top story this hour. Emergency services are reporting that over 65 people have been injured in two major crashes on the N3 near Townhill. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Noshera Sudhial.